Coach Lance has been averaging probably about a charge a game, maybe a little bit more. I know he was good at that last year as well, but how big is it to have a player that's willing to take the body like he is?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, taking charges is a selfless act, and it's a huge momentum play for your team. And Lance gives us his body continually, not just with charges, for diving on the floor, for loose balls, you know, trying to block out bigger guys. So, you know, Lance is obviously, one of the toughest kids, and he wants to win. And taking charges is part of winning, and that's what he understands.
Marcus has been struggling to score in the first half of games this season, not for lack of trying, but what can you attribute to his struggles in scoring in the first half specifically this season?
I think the good thing is Marcus is getting to his spots. You know, I don't think he's struggled to make the plays he needs to play. You know, obviously he's missing some finishes or some jump hooks, but Marcus puts in the work every single day. I mean, he's done that since he's been a Saluki. And, you know, the good thing is maybe if you're missing some shots or you had a couple bad games, you know good games are coming up really soon. And, you know, we have all the confidence in the world in Marcus. And, you know, he got great looks today. And, you know, hopefully he'll be able to get some of those looks tomorrow.
On the flip side of that, you had not one but three guys able to fill in with Ben, Lance, and Trent getting into double digits and looking good from all over the court. How comforting is it to know that you don't need to lean on Marcus as heavily as you did maybe last season to make sure that you can win a game?
Yeah, I think depth is huge, and especially obviously in this year, not knowing week to week, you know, what guys you might have on the team. But, you know, I just think Trent, Lance, Ben, Steven, Anthony, Kyler, Jacoby. It's not, you know, just Marcus. You know, it's our whole team, and we have multiple guys that can make plays, multiple guys who can guard different positions. So, you know, we're trying to continue to build a versatile team who can all pass, shoot, and dribble.
And last one for me, Coach. Kyler really had a big game today. 9 points, I think it was, which is a career high. I know it's only his fourth career game, but just seemed to really do well today. How big of a step did he take in your eyes?
Yeah, I think he's getting better every single day. I said that before the season. I think Kyler's best basketball is way ahead of him, and I think the more game reps he gets, the more confident he's going to get as a player. He knows he belongs here, and not only does he belong, but he can excel. And, you know, I just think throughout the season, he's going to get more and more comfortable and be able to be a big piece for us.